Thanks, Kelly. It's 8:33. You might have noticed there's a bunch of lights around the town of Antigonish. Loving the Lights 2023 is happening right now. I've got Katrina Turnbull on the line. Katrina's part of Loving the Lights. Katrina, what is this whole thing of Loving the Lights? What is this?
Yeah, so Loving the Lights is just a kind of like a holiday spirit tour of town and county of Antigonish. And it was started in 2020 to kind of get people out of their houses after COVID and get that community spirit going and raise some money for some great community organizations at the same time. So this year, we are donating all of our proceeds from this event to CACL and Larche, Antigonish.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way it works is people can enter their houses. It's just an outdoor lights Christmas tour, so there's no going inside. And then everybody who would like to join in the fun can buy a voting card and vote for their favorite houses, and those people get a prize. And then, like I said, all the proceeds get donated to Larche and CACL of Antigonish.
Now, I did see online that you were looking for people already to have their lights done. If some people aren't doing lights till this weekend, right, like the beginning of December, can they still get in on the tour, I guess?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. We've already printed all of our voting cards and maps, so those are already being sold in stores, actually. Mm-hmm. So you can pick them up in person at a CACL Canteen, Vivid, Hawthorne Convenience, McDonald's Convenience, or Excel Physiotherapy. Or if you follow us on Facebook at Love in the Lights 2023, you can actually purchase them online this year. That's new this year, and it's just kind of a convenience thing for everybody and to try to limit our printing and waste.
You said new for this year. How many years have you been doing this?
This has been going since 2020. But Callie and I just picked it up this year because the person who was running it had moved away.
Yeah. Well, good on you for picking it up and continuing with this with this situation, because it is a great fundraiser at the same time. Now, how many places again are on the map that people can drive by?
This year we have 31 houses, so the whole trip takes about an hour and a half to run through all of the houses, and I've gotten a sneak peek at some of the houses, and they're looking really, really good already.
Really? This is what a lot of people love this. Like, don't get me wrong. This is like the thing. You go through a drive through, you grab yourself a coffee or a hot chocolate or a cafe mocha. That's what I would get. And you do the drive around looking for houses, right, that have lights. And then
absolutely
the fact, and you do that as a family. And if it takes an hour and a half, that's beautiful, right? And you leave the phones at home, and you just talk as a family. You communicate. Somebody in the backseat is going to get cranky. That's just the way it is, right? Like I'm seriously just picturing it. This is what it's going to be. But you get an hour and a half of just getting around with the family, looking at lights, and then you get to vote, right? So
absolutely, it's a really fun event.
And what do the winners get for those 31 houses that put their house on the line, basically? What do the winners get?
So there are cash prizes for the top three winners, and there's also some door prizes for everybody who participates in entering their house or voting. And this year, we're also actually, we have a professional photographer going around and taking pictures of all the houses as well. Mm-hmm. So the entrants get a beautiful professional photo of their house, nicely decorated for Christmas. So it's a really, really great year.
That is great for those 31 houses that have got their house spotlighted as one of the houses to look for in part of Loving the Lights. This sounds like a great initiative, Katrina. Like, seriously, a great initiative, a great family fun evening as well. And I would recommend, I think I'm going to do this myself, with the, you leave the phones at home, or, you know, if they're in the car, turn them off. You always have one for safety, right? Let's be real. But you turn the phones off and drive around and check out the lights with a nice, warm, hot beverage of your choice. I think this is great. Loving the Lights is happening through Antigonish town and county. And when does voting happen?
So the tour happens between December 7th and December 10th.
Okay.
Anytime between 5 or 9 p.m. And voting can happen during that time, and we're accepting the ballots up until December 15th.
Okay. And then people buy these ballots. How much are the ballots so people can get those ahead of time?
They're just $10 a ballot. And like I said, that also enters you into a prize draw for some really great prizes donated by a lot of community businesses.
Quick question. If you have a family of four in the car, and can you only buy one ballot per family, or you can buy four because you got four people in the car?
Yeah, you can buy as many ballots as you want. Okay. You can just buy one and try to come to a consensus. I know how hard that can be. I have a family of four, but there's lots of flexibility there, so you can buy as many ballots as you want.
Because you have parents in the front, and then you got Timmy and Jane in the back, and Timmy and Jane are fighting the whole time, but Timmy likes house number 5, and Jane likes house number 8, and then, okay, I got you. Beautiful.
Exactly.
And once again, for anybody who missed it right at the beginning, where can people get ballots? Because we already have the 31 houses. They're already out there. They're being dressed. Where can people get their ballots to put in?
Yeah, so you can actually follow our Facebook, and you can get them online from us by just e-transferring us. And the details are on our Facebook page. Or you can stop in person at the CACL canteen, Hawthorne Convenience, McDonald's Convenience, Vivid, or Excel Physiotherapy, all in Antigonish.
Beautiful. Katrina, great talking to you this morning. By the way, your Facebook page has been linked off our Facebook page right now. So for anybody that needs help finding it, just go to 101.5 The Hawk Announcers. You'll find the link right there as the first post that you're going to find right now. Katrina, I appreciate the time this morning. I hope you enjoy your holiday season.
Yes, you too, Scotty O. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katrina. Katrina Turnbull, part of Loving the Lights this year through Antigonish Town and County. Again, find the link off our Facebook page right now. For Loving the Lights 2023, Sophie Simmons, Love Turns Lonely on 101.5. When I drive to your place.